Welcome to a brand new season of Say What Now podcast. You have me, John, your host. You have our co-host, Shay. She is back, y'all. Y'all know what that mean. That mean that contract got renewed.
Baby, it wasn't going to get denied, so I don't know what he's talking about.
So we are back for our season 3 opening. And next to Shay, we have our other co-host, Sean, right here to my right. So his contract got renewed as well. And we have our guest host for today. She is back because she had so much fun on the season finale that she wanted to come back for the premiere of season 3. We have Adrena right here to my left. So, yes, y'all. So, how y'all been since the finale of season 2?
Drunk.
Oh, gosh.
I'm just playing, y'all. Thank you. I'm just glad to be back, you guys.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to have you back. Glad that you're back. Anybody want to give some updates before we get started on today's episode?
Life's the same for you.
How about you? Because, you know, we ain't see you none season 2.
I'm back. I'm good.
Because we got your contract back. Mm-hmm. We finalized everything. We got you ready. Mm-hmm. Secure thing. Sean, you got anything that you want to tell the people before we start?
Oh, no. I've just been chilling.
For a month, you've been chilling.
Yeah. Good staying job. Low, staying quiet. Myself.
You better lay low.
So for me, I want to say that, you know, today makes 5 months since I have been my post-op.
Okay.
So when I had my 5 incisions, and I joined church today.
Oh.
Congratulations.
So I am on the right direction to go to the kingdom.
Take me to glory.
You went to church today?
I'm already joined. But you did go.
You attended today. That's great job. We can't judge you, friend.
No.
We listen and we don't judge.
But we gonna judge. Don't be like the person I know. They be like, she ain't Christian. But like, I know you probably like, you believe though, right? Okay.
John, you're next skinny.
Don't. So yeah, I do want to tell everybody that the podcast we were nominated. We haven't received our letter or nomination letter for the Best in Mississippi, but we were nominated again for that. So when we do get, you know, everything in order, I will let everyone know. So make sure y'all follow us on our social medias so that we can be able to keep y'all up to date. The disclaimer for the show is the thoughts, views, and opinions expressed by the host and the co-host and the guest host, whether they are here in person or virtual, we are here for entertainment purposes only. We are not here to be shady.
I don't even
petty,
say anything.
Why you look at me?
Or exposing ourselves or other people. We are just here to have fun and everything. We're not here to do nothing out the way. So just sit back and enjoy the show. And, you know, yeah. So.
And y'all better go get y'all one of these.
We're not sponsored. Well, yeah, we're not sponsored by them. We can't do that. We ain't getting money.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah. So, with season 3 being on the brink of a new horizon and we have our people here, I have changed the way things are going. So, as you know, if you are a loyal subscriber to us, everyone knew that the host, which is me, knew the topic before we started. Mm-hmm. So, now, since we're on season 3, I will no longer know the topic to this, to the podcast. I won't know nothing. I will be as flabbergasted and taken out just like y'all.
Mm-hmm.
So I won't know anything. I'm just going to be, you know, like a deer caught in headlights. So, are y'all ready to start the new season?
Yay!
Yes!
So, since we have a guest host today, we're going to let the guest host pick a number between 1 and 3.
A number between
1
and
3
is
2. Okay, so, but I'm saying you don't have to necessarily pick a number.
It's going
to
be 2.
You're going to pick 2?
Yeah.
Okay. So, with that, and I want to thank everyone that did send in some topics to us. We have three wheels to spin. So since you chose two, we're going to spin.
What the heck are the options?
So we're going to spin the wheel. Y'all ready?
Yeah. Come through, Wheel of Fortune.
Guess who?
Co-host.
Okay, so co-host decision. So, out of the two co-hosts, would y'all like to have another spin? Or do you have a topic that you would like to bring to the table?
Spin again.
Y'all want to spin again?
Yeah.
You better not land on co-host again. Could you? No. How do?
This is the middle.
So, the topic for today is how do you handle forgiveness?
That's tricky.
I don't.
Oh. But you're supposed to.
Yeah.
So today's topic is how do you handle forgiveness? So you don't handle forgiveness?
Okay, I'm gonna say this. I'm not gonna say I forgive you until I'm completely over the situation. Cause me,
okay.
I'm the type okay. I'd be like, you know, get mad and then I'm bringing it up again. So that means I really don't forgive you for it. So if I forgive you, I ain't gonna bring it up no more.
I agree. Okay. Okay. How about you,
Deshaun? The same. I'll forgive you until I just can't take it no more. Because I can't keep forgiving you for the same thing over and over and over. I've been that person to just keep forgiving, and it kept happening.
Gotcha.
So I feel like, you know what? I'm going to dial it back.
Yeah, you realize you hurt yourself in the end.
Because it's still playing in my head. It's on, what you call it, repeat?
Mm-hmm. Repeat, yeah.
Now, I might not say anything. I'm not going to throw it in your face, but it's on repeat in my head. And, yeah, so if it forgive you once, forgive you twice, look, if it happened again, I'm just, yeah.
How about you, Adrena?
In my mind, I do forgive, but you said that if I keep picking it up and bringing it up, I'm not. So maybe I don't. Does he mean? I'm gonna hit you with that. Do you remember when you?
Girl, yes. I've been there.
You pissed me off one time and bring it up.
Oh, gosh.
Because I ain't the one that.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Me, personally, I do forgive. I feel like to an extent. Now, if the forgiveness or the situation was coming to us, you know, and we can move past it, then yes, I can forgive you. But now, let it be known, I will not forget. I always keep that that plan in my mind. So I forgive, but I won't forget. Especially like if I could say, like, a narcissist or a person that blames you and always puts you down on a situation, then, yes, I can't forgive that person. Because if I know I'm not the problem or if I did bring a problem to the situation, but you didn't feel like you had nothing to do with the situation, but you really did and you're going to blame me for it, you are a narcissist and you're an asshole. And I just feel like I can't keep forgiving you because I don't want us to keep having the same conversation over and over and over. And you're blaming me to a simple fact. You're toxic to me. And I feel like you should have a dog in the fight, too. You shouldn't just make it seem like I'm the only person.
Right.
Or, you know, because if me and Adrenal was beefing... We was beefing at that club.
She said she'll win.
We were beefing at that club. So, I'm just saying, I just know if she continues to blame me for a situation, and I'm like, well, you know, it takes two to argue, or two for the disagreement. If I'm having the whole thing in my head, then that means something wrong with me on my end. and I have an issue with something with myself that I need to work on with myself. So I can see that. But what were you finna say, cousin?
What bothers me the most with you is sometimes I say you are a little too forgiving, if that makes sense.
And I think because, that's a weakness of mine.
Yeah, because you people do and say stuff, you forgive them, and you allow them to continue to be in your space.
Yeah.
And then a month later, it's something else that they done did to you. So I do feel like on your part, you... And you were a little too forgiving at
times. And I received that. I received that, and that is a work in progress at this time.
And then people who truly care about you, we the ones who have to pick up that. So, yeah.
And I agree, and I received that, and I thank you for that.
And you're going to work on it.
Oh, definitely.
If you feel like you got to bring them back and it hurts you again, just call me.
Cause he know, quick, stop talking to him.
Yeah,
you don't need him.
So yes, I am working on it. That is something that is definitely being worked on. And like I say, I'm trying my best to handle those type of situations with a person that's a narcissist or anything that causes drama or anything to my life that I know I'm not well to be accustomed to, because I have started a new job. And that job is going to be a little stressful.
And you don't have a stressful job.
But I think this one is way more stressful for what we talked about with it. So I don't want that stress plus additional stress.
We don't want to hear about your new job, okay?
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
So how long does it take for a person to be forgiven in your...
on a crime. It's not like you stepped on my shoe. Okay, I forgive you. You my man.
What was it? The cheating part, like this relationship wise and the cheating, is going to take some time because you broke the trust. So you got to take time to try to regain my trust and build that back up.
Yeah.
So I can't just forgive you overnight if you cheat on me. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, most definitely. In a relationship wise, it would take some time for us to get ourselves together for that. I'm not going to forgive you right then because you said I just slept with him. He just took the tip.
Not the tip.
That's how it started with me and you. So, no. So, how long did it take for you, Deshaun?
It depends, like you say. It depends on the crime.
It varies.
It does vary. But for me... It depends on the crime, but it also depends on the person and their actions afterwards.
Good point.
I agree.
It can be a long time, it can be a short time.
I agree.
Oh, yeah, that's like a grudge, like holding a grudge.
Yeah.
That's me.
And I do hold them.
I can hold them, baby.
I've held one with a classmate from middle school till this day.
Yeah.
I still hold a spot for their grudge.
Yeah.
I forgave them, but I don't forget.
What is different?
I don't forget, and I still.
It's okay to forgive, but you'll never forget what somebody did to you.
But I still hold that grudge, though.
You're supposed to forgive and let it go.
No,
that's hard.
It is.
Yeah, technically, you do supposed to forgive and let go.
He's supposed to turn the other cheek and
all this. But this 2025.
Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah.
So I think
ain't nobody forgiving and letting go because it's always going to be in the back of my mind.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's a hard, oh, Lord. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
I need to go.
All that turning the other cheek stuff. You turn the other cheek, boom, they slapping you on the other.
Exactly. I will have a conversation with people.
Do the same thing.
Same thing. I will have a conversation with people and talk and make sure that everything is, you know, we meet at the common ground to meet what the problem was. But if I see that you're not doing something on your part of what you agreed to in the conversation, then I know that their forgiveness stuff was a bunch of hogwash.
The apology.
Forgiveness too.
Oh, okay.
My forgiveness to you. That's a bunch of hogwash.
Yes. You say please.
So I feel like I'm about to go through this again, and it's time for another conversation. I don't want to have to continue to have the same conversation with you over and over. Because that's insanity to me, because you're expecting a different outcome, and you know that this outcome is going to be the same. Mm-hmm. So at this moment in life, it's no point of me forgiving you no more. It's like I need to just let you go at this point.
Yep.
So, I mean,
Just let it go.
Now, for like relationship wise, yes, it would take me some time to take my time to forgive you. Friendship wise, I try to hold on to my friends because that's my village.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that they do, you know, some of your friends, they do, you know, fuck up. We have a conversation and we come back and we talk. And we're going back to business. And if it happens again, that's another conversation. And like Deshaun said earlier, you know, strike one, strike two, you know, on that third strike, I feel like if you just can't get right, we just can't get right. I mean, and then that all depends on how long the length of the relationship of our friendship is, too. Like, because I know.
3 years?
3 years, I can give you the strike three for 3 years. But anything, if me and you been friends for over five, you almost like family at this point to me. And I feel like you shouldn't be, you by now, me and you should be comfortable around each other to know each other. And we shouldn't be stepping out of character too much apart. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I would still forgive you, but I think it's going to take some time somewhere. For that, I just can't, you know.
So within that time, do you still continue to talk to them, or and not only talk but hang out? Do you still talk to them and hang out within that time?
How bad was it?
Yeah, that. But I don't know if I can just hang out and just communicate with somebody who crossed me. Mm-hmm. Like that, but that'd be hard, and I have to think about like, okay, if I don't talk to him, the friendship definitely gonna end.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you just have to have some type of common ground. Like, okay, give me my space. Like, try to figure this out on what I want to do.
Mm-hmm. Good. And me and my friends or anybody, if I don't talk to you for a length of time, that's me trying to get my inner peace back. Mm-hmm. So, because I know I felt disrespected from the situation, and I'm trying to get my inner peace back to make sure that I'm good so I won't spaz out. Okay. Now, if you do text me or, you know, call me to say I'm just checking in, I will, you know, cordial and respond. Mm-hmm. Most definitely, I wouldn't do you like that, but as in to hang out with you and like how we used to do, I'm not at that point ready yet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I don't know. It's just that I can't. Forgiveness is hard. It goes, like, it's a double-edged sword for both people, I feel like. And I don't know. You got to be a strong person to really forgive somebody.
I'm so glad for my best friend. Because we've been friends for 22 years, and we have never fell out. We never argued. None of that. In 22 years.
Well, aren't y'all lucky?
Yeah. That's my best friend.
It's hard to get this.
Yeah.
Now, I fell out with one friend, but we back friends. And then I fell out with some other people, but, you know.
Don't put my business out there.
I didn't fall out with you. I know.
You tried it.
I didn't fall out with you. So, but, yeah. I'm back cool. And then some people, I just know I'm not cool with no more. And I just go from there.
You just know how to move.
I move. Exactly. Mm-hmm. I match your energy. If your energy say, don't come back, I forgive you on the situation, but, you know, we're going to just be cordial. That's how I take it. We're going to be cordial. I'm not finna run up behind you every day and be like, what you doing today? How was your day? You miss me? I miss you. When we going to talk again? You want to go to the movies? You want to go to the mall? You want to go out to eat? I'm not doing that with you no more because I'm following your vibe, but I still do forgive you for what you did and I forgive myself for putting me in this situation with you. Because I feel like even though I forgive you, I need to forgive myself because I put myself I put myself in this situation with you.
You're preaching, man.
What? Look, I told y'all I'm joining church today, man.
Because I ain't chasing nobody unless they got my glasses, baby.
I ain't even chasing you for that. You better have $1.8 billion.
And I need my glasses.
And speaking of the $1.8 billion,
that was a specific number.
Somebody won.
Oh, that's really?
That was
two
me.
People. Somebody two people won.
That was me.
Yes, two people.
That was me. I won it.
It would be signs.
In Missouri and Texas.
Yeah, I played.
It would be signs.
So two people in Missouri and Texas won, so they have to sit that one.
If I won, I wouldn't be here.
I wouldn't be here. If I win the lottery, I'm gonna give everybody a meal. That's stay down with me. I'm gonna give everybody a meal.
I'll do it. I can get two. That's it. And they only need to know who it came from. When you say one meal, are you talking about like one meal or one meal as in food? So take that how you want to take it. One meal. Everybody will get one meal.
So if you've been rocking with me, you ain't crossed me. 1 million, and I would give a meal to my church.
Mm-hmm. You mighty generous, actually.
Yeah, I'm a cheerful giver.
Is you supposed to get 10% to the church?
So it probably we gonna start off at one for their first year of tithing because I did look up how much Jackson, well, Mississippi would have won from this lottery. You would have came out after they take out all your taxes. $451 million.
Still
a lot.
Still good.
So, I would get my church
for you. Pay my house off.
Exactly. I would
probably buy me a house. Well, ain't no problem. Sure, I got 3 years.
It would be a construction if that was for me, if I was looking.
What was it?
$451 million. Mm-hmm. So, you still be a millionaire, but it's just that,
They would have got 1,000. I'm sorry.
That's it?
What you mean? That more than they gave me?
It is more than that they gave you, yeah. So in this case, do you think I would just give you $32? Because that's all you gave me.
First of all, I wouldn't be expecting anything. So anything I get.
Well, I get $0 then.
Anything I get.
I'm going to charge you for all these therapy sessions.
That's right, and that's what that
meal. Let me go through these text messages. That was an hour.
That's when that meal come in right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I don't think I would give. I think it just depends on how close of a friend they are.
Yeah, I agree.
I'll do that. I'll say that. I wouldn't say 1,000. It just depends on how close of a friend.
You got to be careful who you getting money to. That's why I say true. Because I'm not a bank.
True.
I don't want you to know it came from me.
Yeah. Look, I just pop up like, how Squid Games pop up and they just knock at your door and they be like, we just give it to you that I have somebody to just drop it off to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pay somebody a little funky 40.
Not funky 40.
$40.
$40.
All you gotta do is just go and take a package here.
It's typically $40.
Yeah.
Why he down there negative one?
I don't even want to talk about him.
So, since we bringing up that and we bringing up forgiveness, could you give the meal to somebody that you've forgiven?
Again, it depends. What did you do?
Yeah, what did you do? Yeah.
Because I don't like you like that no more.
But if it's serious, we're going to assume it's very serious. I don't even know you when I get my money.
So now
you're
not gonna keep it.
Oh, you want a brand new,
And all these cousins I got, y'all not gonna be my cousin.
But now, Mississippi also did state that you don't have to, you can write a written consent saying that I don't want people to know that I won the money. So you don't have to even wear a mask.
Like that woman showed up in that screen mask.
Oh, I'm definitely wearing a mask. I'm not, you're not seeing this face. I know I've lost weight, but you're not seeing this face. I'm sorry, not doing it on camera with you. So, yeah. But yeah.
I'm gonna give me a toupee and everything.
Not a toupee.
You dressing up looking like Drewski.
Oh God.
This skit's still funny to me. I don't care what nobody say about him on this skit. So I think I would be able to. I would. I mean, it depends on the severity of the friendship, the relationship, how we broke up, or how we came back from that forgiveness. But if we're cool and we done worked through that forgiveness and we starting back to get back to cool and stuff, I probably would give you $500. Take it or leave it. Take it or leave it, because I mean, it's $500 more than what you had.
He said he ain't trying to make them no $1,000 now.
$500. You can be $100 now.
$100 now. It'll be $100 now.
Or it could get to be a dollar. You'd be a one in there.
What you said?
A one in there, because currently, yeah. So that's what I feel like.
Just buy him a Honda. Just give him a
Honda. A Honda.
Yeah.
No.
Look at the 03 Honda.
You doing good. I like a 95 or something.
Oh, then
them built to last. Okay. Built to last.
I'm enjoying my Honda, baby.
Look, I understand. You ain't got to tell me. But that young Tundra, they Toyota ain't failed me yet. I got to get some work done to it.
Oh, yeah. I'm with the Toyota family.
Toyota ain't failed me yet. And I just hit 51,000 miles.
Well,
but it's gonna be over. It's gonna be over, cause yeah.
Cause with the job I had, I had to use my own car.
The job I got now, I'm using my own car, but I get paid for what I do in my own vehicle. So
I'm at 280.
I'm good to go on that part.
280 what?
280. I'm right at
1,000.
Yeah.
What you
you said miles or money?
Miles.
Oh, I thought you were saying money. I should ask you for more than $32.
Look. I'm sorry.
I should ask for more than $32 if you had $280,000.
I ain't ready to make it. Some came up today.
Okay.
Because my Lord, hey, friend.
Okay, cool then. I got you. No problem. Yeah.
I was traveling somewhere everywhere with that job.
I understand, and again, I am appreciative of the current employment I have now, because I am willing to make a difference and everything like that. So hopefully the people that I meet at this job, they are forgiving. So
not when you go to them people's house, they ain't gonna forgive you.
Well, hey, it
I
is.
I was gonna say your coworkers forgiving, or
the whole client coworkers. Everybody's just forgiving.
You want to get you some security.
Do everything with love.
Yeah, I am. I'm going to do it with love and with empathy.
You don't need security.
What he got to do.
Yeah, so we're gonna try our best to do everything with love and empathy, because I want to make sure everything is done. Yeah. Decency and in order. Yeah. Ooh, this is very good. So, now... with forgiveness.
I ain't forgiving no bad no more.
You're not forgiving no more. Because I'm saying, not. Do you? How would that be on your mental, though?
Do
I
feel? I'm just playing.
I mean, do you care? Do you? Would you?
I don't forgive people. But don't make me regret
forgiveness. Because then that's going to mess up my mental. Then that's when I'm going to be ready to crash out.
I ain't
going to
say it's going to mess up my mental. Well,
it
had me questioning myself, like,
did I
I let you come back, I forgave you, and then you turned around.
Yeah.
And did something else.
It was basically a stab in the back.
Yeah.
Because I'm not finna, what George Bush say, first time dog bites you, that's dog fault. Then second time dog bites you, that's your own fault. Third time.
You just bit.
Yeah. It ain't gonna be a third time. It ain't gonna be a second time. So,
well, if you forgive them, and something happened again,
I I feel like people take advantage of me, though.
Are you going somewhere?
Yeah, just let me know because you got quiet.
Are you going somewhere with that?
People take advantage of that because they know, like, okay, I forgave you.
It kind of disappeared.
She forgave me for this, so I'm going to go do this.
Yeah.
She forgave me for that. It's just like a repeating cycle.
So, so the first time was something they did to you.
Mm-hmm.
The second time, it wasn't to you. It was just somebody that was close to you.
Was it like the same thing?
No, totally different.
I would still forgive him because that's a different situation. That's a different person.
Because I'm the...
Then you don't
when
know
it comes
what
to
really
my kids,
happens.
I ain't going to
understand. Yeah, because I'm not there in that situation, so I'm not going to forgive. I would be able to forgive.
So, do what you're going to do to me. Say what you're going to say to me. But when it comes to you... hurting my kids.
Oh, no.
Like that. Yeah.
So let's say...
bets are off.
If I did something to John, he forgave me, and then I turned around and did something to you. Not same time, different years later, just period.
Are you saying would I forgive you for what you did to her?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, again, I'm not in this situation. Yeah, that's between y'all.
Okay.
But I'm going to hold your hand with a napkin when I say this. I know that the Lord wants us to forgive, turn the other cheek, but I'm not him.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wash away your sins.
Yep.
So he cleans your slate every day.
Yeah.
I'm not going to continue to have the same occurrence with you multiple times. And you think you're going to get a clean slate every day with me like I'm Jesus. I'm not him.
Gotcha.
I forgive, and we ended that. Yo, slate clean from that time. I might halfway wash your slate that second time, and then I might do a 3/4 that third time if we get to that point. But you're not getting a whole new clean slate with me every time if you're continuously doing the same cycle, or you're hurting me each time and asking for forgiveness.
Gotcha.
Yeah, because that means each time you asking for forgiveness, I got to forgive myself because I'm putting myself back in a situation with you,
position.
And I'm like, and now that's when I look at myself in the mirror like, nigga, you dumb as fuck. Because you continuously putting yourself in the situation over and over, and you making yourself look dumb on the back end. Or you look getting played a fool. And
Gotcha.
That's how I feel on that situation. So, you got anything else to say, Ms. Adrenaline?
Mm-hmm.
Girl, your lips is shiny over here. You is glistening on the lips.
Feel like she's ready to not forgive somebody over there.
Well, look, something happened with somebody that was real close to me a few years ago, and I know it was 6-7 years, and you can come in my space, I don't never say nothing. Never say nothing. Then one day, I didn't care anymore. And I started back speaking to him.
Okay.
Mm.
But it's like, you would be in my presence and I don't even see you. Mm. I mean, I ain't gonna say it was bad. I didn't have a bad reaction when he came around. I didn't, do anything. You weren't there.
Mm.
Like, I literally do not see you're a ghost.
Mm.
And then one day, I just didn't care anymore. Sometimes it's time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
And that's when you find your peace. And you just know.
And it wasn't even that big of a deal. What happened? Y'all, it wasn't even that big of a deal. If I told y'all what it was, you're going to say, really? 8 years?
But now I do hold a grudge. I do want to let y'all know.
How pissed off did you make me? It really pissed me off. But it wasn't that deep. It wasn't that deep.
Well, I'm glad that you can be around. So you can be around them? Okay. I'm glad you can do that.
Love them to death. But it was a time, honey. And I don't think you know how you go back and forth and you play fighting with your friend. One day I didn't feel like you. And I was wrong. It was me. But I did hold it for 8 years. I did. I guess the goal is to eventually get to Christ-like.
Yes, and everybody, we're human.
Yeah.
You know, so things come, things go. It is what it is.
Yeah.
So, So, We are going to move into our new game for this season, y'all. We got a brand new game for y'all. So, as you can see, they looking on this table. We have they have blindfolds for this game. So, they before we even started the podcast, I gave them their blindfolds because But we need you to use your ears because I'm gonna be utilizing the TV. Now, with that being said, I do not own the rights to the music that will be used on this segment of the game. It's gonna be 10 songs.
I knew it was going.
I will be keeping score. I know that Deshaun does not know anything.
You might not be on your own today.
Deshaun, you don't know nothing.
He might not be on his own today. I am an individual that's horrible with names.
It's not names, so you're not even gonna be looking back there.
You have to name a song. Yeah. Name the artist who.
No, you don't even name the artist. I haven't given you.
But what if all I know is the artist?
So. We're gonna name theme songs from TV shows.
Okay, let's go, please.
So some of these might be instrumentals, some might have words. Again, I'm only gonna probably do 10 to 15 seconds of the song because I don't want.
It might be too much.
We'll see. We might. So again, YouTube land, all of our platforms, wherever you're listening from, we are. We don't own the rights to these songs, so we're not going to try to play a lot of them because we don't want to get sued. We don't want nobody to be like, hey, you know, you used our stuff. So it's just that we don't want that. So, co-host and guest host, go ahead and
put on your blindfolds.
Put on those blindfolds.
Is it on?
My head big now.
Yeah, it's on. Can you see? I don't see nothing. How many fingers I'm holding up?
Oh, just scratched the inside of my nose.
I don't know, but I'm scared.
How many fingers I'm holding up, Shay?
John, I don't like this.
I know this too.
Okay. I'm not finger holding the
show. I definitely can't see that.
Well, I'm supposed to.
No, you're not supposed to touch that. Shay was doing it.
Knowing you, you probably throwing the finger sign.
Look, I was touching your finger like, let me see.
No, but can you can't see?
I can't see nothing.
No.
I can't see without my glasses anyway.
Oh, thank you. That should have been enough.
I can't hear without mine.
That too.
All right, so. Are y'all ready?
Come on.
Okay, so song number, theme song number one.
You gonna play no R&B song?
They're theme songs.
I ain't talking about theme songs, TV show.
What you mean? I don't think TV shows have.
I'm talking about R&B song, 90s R&B.
No, these are all theme shows that we
knocked it out the park
that
with
we
them.
Watched. These are theme songs that we watched. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Here go the first one.
Bernie Mac. Right?
There you go.
Okay.
Friend got them.
Who you with? Okay.
There you go. Friend got them.
Took me a minute now.
All right.
I'm gonna need a little longer.
That was 5 seconds. I'm trying to make sure. I'm not trying to get a sued, friend. We ain't got no money. Second song, y'all.
Steve Harvey Show.
And you guessed that in 2 seconds.
I sure
don't know. Deshaun, you down there?
Barely.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Now this next song.
Okay.
This has vocals.
Okay.
It should be good because I think the name of the show is in the song.
I think I know what show it is.
What you think it is?
Good Time.
Nah. It might be. But not I don't know. Might not be on this song, but we're gonna see.
Keeping your head up, but what? Good Times? No.
Amen?
No.
What is that?
That is Amen.
Amen. What's wrong with Deacon Fry?
Deacon Fry, yep, that was Amen.
The only reason I know that is
I used to watch it with my grandma.
It was kind of churchy.
Yeah, Regina Bell.
Ruben. Yeah. And Thelma. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I used to watch that with my grandma's show.
I don't even know. I ain't never heard no Amen.
Really? What? It was Sherman Hemsley. He was Deacon Frye. His daughter Thelma.
Yo, come on, man. You got to do better with life. Okay, now this next song also has vocals. I think the next few songs have vocals.
They didn't have no vocals. That was just music.
That is. I mean, it was coming in. See? So, yeah, it was coming in. Now this next song, the next theme song, I think the next few ones have a kind of a...
So she know her TV show?
Yeah, Drina know her stuff. She ready. You might be looking at the side of this blindfold. Yeah, okay, y'all ready for the next one? It's an ad.
I don't know that one.
We don't know that one. Moving in storage until September 22nd. Y'all ready? Here they come. No
place like home. Is that 227?
It is 227.
Oh.
Yeah, I see you back then on the screen. It's on the screen, but it is 227. You was finna say good times.
It sound like good times almost.
Mm-mm. No.
I know I ain't the only one.
Deshaun, where you at?
He's definitely not with us.
I'm to your right.
He ain't here.
Okay. What was the name of that show?
227. With Marla Gill. She was Florence Moffitt Jefferson.
Definitely never seen that.
What?
My mama used to watch it. That's how I know that.
I watched it some, but I'm not enough to know that
thing. My mama had that on DVD chair.
Oh my gosh. Y'all people. Okay. Here go our next song.
From Television City in Hollywood.
That's good time.
Okay, Deshaun, you got Deshaun.
That beginning lost me.
Okay. I don't know where you at, but you got your one.
That voice right there. That's what we'll do, yeah.
All
right,
so we
can't tell you his name, but I know his voice.
John.
Okay.
His name is John. Okay, next song, y'all. This is from the 90s, early 2000s.
One-on-one?
Yes, I couldn't even get it. No, half and half.
There
yes,
you go,
Shay.
There
you
got
go. One.
All
right,
you can have it.
Who?
Half and half. With Spencer, Big Diddy, Lil Diddy.
Mona.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Big Diddy from Friday?
No.
I'm just playing.
No, this is not Big. No. All right, y'all ready for the next one?
Sure.
This one might not play. Hold on. Hold on, people. We are having technical difficulties.
Should have had an Andrew just saying.
Ooh.
Hold on. We gotta get it back ready, y'all. Hold on. He's coming.
I don't know what that is.
I'm about to say Nickelodeon.
YouTube.
That is YouTube. Hold on, y'all. Let's see. Hold on. Let me get it back right. Let's get back right. See if it got back right, y'all. Okay. Y'all ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here you go. You should play now.
Jamie Foxx Show.
It was the Jamie Foxx Show.
That was nice. Yep. I would have gotten that one in a few more minutes, a few more seconds.
It's the Jamie Foxx Show.
I know his voice anywhere.
Okay.
It gave me a heart attack.
It gave you a heart attack?
Yes.
I told you, get ready. It was coming.
Okay. It was loud, wasn't it?
Yeah. Let me see. 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay. We got 3 more songs, y'all. You go to the next one. Hold on. I'm going to skip this one. I'm going to let y'all go by the beat on this one because that one. Y'all ready? Because y'all know the first half of that song.
Wayne's Brothers.
Come on, Shay. Come on, Shay. Because, see, I was going to play the beginning.
We're brothers.
Oh, yeah.
I would have
gotten that one.
Yeah, I'm going to do that with y'all. That's why I said, let me skip around. Okay, here go another one. Now, this one, you had a child. I feel like you had a childhood with this one.
Because...
Y'all, we about around in the same age group, so I'm pretty sure y'all
watch Disney.
Oh,
gotta add.
more of a break for us.
We don't endorse.
Hold on.
I'm getting my listening ears on.
Hold on. Mm. The name of the show is in the song, though.
Okay.
That's a raven.
Kim there you go.
And I'm about to say Kim Possible, too.
Ooh, I love Kim Possible. Thanks,
no, it was That's So Raven.
Okay.
It was That's So Raven.
That's So Raven.
It's the future she can't see. Mm. All right. So, that is... What's the one more song. And we're going... Now... You know what? I'm gonna give y'all 11 to make somebody feel safe and sane. So Deshaun can at least get one more point. Y'all ready for the next song?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Before we start, this song does have the music in the name of the show in there. But my late great auntie, she sung this song. Great auntie, she sung the theme song.
Oh really?
Yeah. Okay.
It's a different world.
There you go, friend.
It's a different world.
You didn't watch this?
No,
with Dwayne Wayne and Whitney.
Good. That's the number one show to get everybody to want to go to a HBCU.
A different world. Yeah, I didn't watch
that. You can watch that on Netflix.
How old are you?
33.
Listen, don't tell nobody else. Okay, last song.
Okay.
Because I'm sorry, y'all. I'm really sorry for y'all. Hopefully, Deshaun gets this one.
We're going to leave it open for
him. Okay.
Oh, I'm very competitive now.
Marvel.
Oh,
but that could be anything.
Oh,
Avengers. It could be
anything.
I would take that. I never would have guessed it because I don't watch that.
It could have been anything.
Yeah, that's Marvel all day.
Okay, thank you, Adrian, for getting it right.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. Oh, I said I was going to let him have
it. Because I lift it up because I don't know.
That was the...
Can I get out of this?
You can. We are done. Oh, I appreciate y'all. So, the score is 6 for Shay, 4 for Adrenal. And 1 for Deshaun. So, yeah.
In my defense.
Light, Lord Jesus.
It was that bad.
It was dark in there.
Sure
was
dark.
It was that bad.
Seconds
it
from
was
a
dark.
Panic attack up in that thing.
My dad was a neighborhood mechanic, okay? So
you was outside working on a car.
I love how you always come with an excuse on every game we have. Bless you. I like how you do that. You have an excuse for every game.
I like that game. We're going to play that again. But we're going to play it next time.
I like that, though. Do
some music.
That was cool.
We'll do some music.
Because I was looking for the Fresh Prince and Family Matters.
I just knew you had Proud Family.
Beyonce fan. I get it, Beehive. We get it.
She sung
that,
No, her sister.
Her sister. And she was featured with the Child of Destiny.
Oh.
Child of Destiny.
Exactly. Hold on, copyright infringement. We don't own rights to that that small clip that you did.
Ooh,
there.
Let me read.
But we did bring back everyone's favorite segment of the show. We listen, but we don't judge. But we gonna judge.
But he gonna judge.
So
let's go.
Since we have extended the contract for my cousin Shay,
blah. I'm just playing.
We're gonna let her read the opinion for the show. don't be up here running over the words, man. Cause I see you've been over there drinking out that can.
Oh God!
It's two pages. It's just this one whole message. I had to
read.
Yeah, see, you sure you want to do it?
I'm gonna read.
Okay, so go ahead, loud and clear. What the preacher say? Read. I'm just playing with you know.
Today's scripture is coming from
not scripture, friend.
What are we talking about?
Say what now, 2024?
That is the email.
What's the date?
Today is the 7th.
Verse 7.
God, get away from me.
Dear Cass, I am so glad that I started following your account on YouTube. Jun, you and Deshaun are funny. I really like the dynamics y'all bring to the show.
Oh, thank you.
I'm not sure of the other hosts. They seem cool, but I don't see much of them. I'm back though.
Shady.
They
didn't
mean
you it.
Tried
way,
it. Yeah, I don't think they meant it like that.
Anyway,
that?
But the one with the glasses is, oh, hey.
Look at you. You about to beat them down. They talking about you.
Well, I ran across your podcast and saw that you want people to write in if they have a problem or need to vent. Well, I guess I could tell y'all something and see what you got for me. Please, John, don't judge me too hard. They put the extra O's in too, so don't judge the person too hard now.
I will hold your hand with a napkin when I say what I say.
So I recently got a job at this small company. Everything is going good, but my problem doesn't seem to be work. It's family. So I work daily, drink water, and mind the business that feel like pays. What you said? Okay. Well, my brother seems to be sneaky, and I don't know how to confront him. Your brother?
Not the brother.
Because when I tell him something about our parents, he goes, he goes back and tells them. Then he goes back and tells them the whole conversation. Now, this just messy. I was dating this guy, and the guy asked for $100. How long was y'all dating, first of all? So I gave it to him, and of course, he paid me back. Okay. Plus some more.
Oh, great interest.
So I told my brother about. Can you believe he went to my parents telling them I'm a sugar mama? $100? That ain't no sugar
mama. That's not a sugar mama.
Maybe he can't get no sugar.
I can get a nibble off of honey.
How am I a sugar mama to a guy I've been dating for a month that he has me? That's what I said. I never told his business to my parents like when I gave her money when he got her prick and wanted to. So she gave her brother some money because he got somebody pregnant and wanted to end the pregnancy. And waited to end it, and I can't read today, y'all. Hold on. Or took him to the clinic because he got burned three times.
Woo! Three times? You got burned three?
The brother did.
The brother got burned three times? Oh, my shit.
Should I stop talking to him because of him talking to my parents or tell him to shut the fuck up or just call my parents on three-way about what I feel like I should do anyway? Please help me choose what's right. She put her name. I'm not going to say her name, but she is from Lawrenceville, Georgia.
They're going to see it on the screen
girl,
anyway.
I have a question.
Amy, girl.
I got a question for her. What's
tell your brother to drink. Amy Jones. Amy. Tell your brother to drink his water and mind his motherfucking business, okay? Because well, that ain't got nothing to do with him.
My issue is with you, Amy. Why you kept telling that man stuff? Why?
But you don't expect because this your brother.
So, but I'm saying, the first time I said something, he ran back and told it. That was the last time I was going to tell
well,
you anything.
Yeah.
First and foremost, Miss Amy, I want to say thank you so much for following the podcast. I appreciate you for that. Thank you for saying that, you know, you enjoy the show and me as well. So, I am going to hold your hand with the napkin in between when I say this. Call your mama, your daddy, and your brother on four-way, three-way, whatever ways. And just tell everybody everything. Just tell them that you going to go pee. Just call them and be like, hey, I just want to make sure everybody on the phone. I'm about to go pee. And then hang up. Then call them baby like, hey, I'm finna go in my room and lay down and hang up. Continue to do it, and they're going to get tired of you. Because I feel like I go through the same thing with my sibling. I feel like she goes and she tells my mama what I say, but I don't think that I've stopped telling her stuff. But I mean, if she tell my mama, I mean, if she just tell my mama, I mean, I really don't care. But I feel like everything ain't meant to be spread.
Right. And that wasn't his business.
That wasn't his business to
even
say.
Even though y'all been dating a month, okay, he gave you more than what you initially gave him.
Exactly. So he added interest.
That's
a plus. So he a sugar daddy. So the man a sugar daddy then.
Right.
Because
you gain more than you ain't lose nothing. You gain more. Okay. But, yeah, you have to tell your brother he going to have to marry him motherfucking business, okay?
Because, yeah, that right there.
If her name come out his mouth one more time, his business going to be aired out.
I mean, it is aired out. He got burned three times.
Cause, bro, you still burning?
No, she say she ain't tell the parents, though.
Well, if the parents watching the podcast, she'll know he got burned three times.
Is he still itching?
Or burning, if it ain't fell off.
Have he completed his antibiotics? Cause baby, we finna have a dinner and we finna lay it out on the table.
Exactly. Do Dream. Like they did on Why Did I Get Married.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Y'all just about lay to say it out that. On
the table, baby, why don't you tell him about that ain't nothing for him to tell.
She pulled out the papers at the table. Mm-hmm.
You ain't get that from so and so.
You got it from Walter.
So, and then just was this pre-Republican takeover or like, cause you know, we can't do that go to the clinic thing now with the, cause they don't do that.
Well,
now.
Some states,
I would say he went to another state.
Well, now did you get him some money to drive to another state then?
Yeah, some states, you can.
Back alley, what's going on?
Maybe he was just mad because he asked her for some money and she didn't give it to him.
Yeah, Amy, did he ask you for some money and you turned him down? Because that's what it's giving your brother desperate and broke.
Dead, and then he got it. He feel like you got leverage on him because he owes you money. Go tell your mom and daddy.
Tell him to get your gas money back from the three times you took him to the clinic because he was itching and scratching. The itching and scratching show. Yeah, so you want all that back.
And I need more than what I gave you.
And I need more than what I gave you.
Yeah.
And mom and dad are finna know today, because I'm finna call them. While he's telling you my business, he ain't tell you he was scratching and itching.
Oh,
and I had to take him to the clinic three times.
Now some hush money.
So tell your brother I said that.
Most definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't think she holding your hand with a napkin when she say that.
Mm-hmm.
But, Amy, I'm sorry, sweetheart, that you and your brother having to go through that. But tell your brother to subscribe to my show, and if he would like to write in, he can write in as well. Because I feel like this is going to be a sibling bickery between y'all two.
And we need to know an update. But tell your mom and your dad in front of your brother.
Because, I mean, what's $100? I mean, $250s.
He was mad.
$520s, you know. Did he want the $100?
He was a big mad friend.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you got $100. How much did your man give you back?
That's like,
you know, he looking.
That's like, oh, I'm sorry.
He's a fanatic.
I can fill up my gas tank a few times.
He's into artillery.
And I got $100. So, I can fill up my car two times and probably half of another time.
Because
I got that $100.
That's three times, I know for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can do one time.
It take about, if one.
Do one.
If you get 87, you
can. One and a quarter.
I can do one and I can take the other 20.
One and a quarter.
If you do 87.
I do one and I can go to McDonald's and get something.
You got a one and a quarter.
I can get a medium fry from McDonald's.
Do 89 or 93.
I might do none.
Yeah, then you're going to get that one.
do the one.
Yeah, I say just lay it out on the table, baby.
And just call them if it's something about your parents. Just go ahead and talk to your parents.
Cause next time, you get around your parents, you brought it up. Oh, it's bro, you still itching? You still on the antibiotics? Have you finished them? Yeah, do that.
Yeah,
I bet he leave you alone.
He sure will.
I bet you leave you alone. Did that girl ever go to the clinic and,
Because I'm sure that if he told you something about the parents, I'm sure you haven't said anything back to the parents of what he said to you about them. So,
but start today. Matter of fact, go over there.
Start right
to your mom and daddy house.
And let me tell you about
and invite your brother over there.
Oh, look.
Because y'all didn't have a family meeting.
Ma, listen to this podcast.
And we know your name because you gave us your name. So, Amy, we didn't say your last name, but your last name.
Well, I said it. I ain't no saying it because it was on the
It's
going to
be on the screen.
Because I wasn't
going to
say her name, and you said it was going to be on the
screen. It's going to be on the screen anyway. So, they'll know you from Lawrenceville. But it could be a lot of Amy Joneses from Lawrenceville, Georgia.
With this scenario?
Hey.
But, Amy, girl, we ain't judging you. We judging your brother and his itchy and scratchy.
And him being real petty.
Yeah, you're the victim here,
man. You are the victim. And you know what? Give me my napkin back. I'm going to hold
your side.
I'm on your side. I'm not going to judge you this time.
What she said, so I work daily. So do your brother work?
That's probably why
she
said
she work daily. Drink her water and mind the business that pays her. As you should. But now,
Don't tell your brother nothing.
We gotta get in your brother business.
Yeah, I wouldn't tell. I wouldn't say nothing.
Don't say nothing else to your brother. Let him be.
Unless you want them to know.
Yeah, tell, don't, like I say, call them three-way. Let them know that you finna go pee, that you finna go to the bathroom, that you finna go cook some food.
You're on your way to work.
That you hit a red light.
I'm still trying to figure out how she'll sugar mama for $100.
You would?
I'm still trying to figure out how she'll sugar mama for $100.
He might be putting his pinky nail in the sugar bowl for $100.
What she said? He paid me back plus some more.
So what's the some more? Was it money?
Was it extra 40?
He went to my parents telling them
$40.
I'm a sugar mama for $100. Baby, the $100 is the new 40.
Oh, God.
That's the new 40.
That went up too?
Yep.
Y'all ain't told me that.
That's expensive.
Well,
tell your brother to write in.
Yes. But, Ms. Jones,
we got some wires for him.
I feel like I'm glad that the topic was chosen for this episode because forgive your brother.
Just don't tell him shit else.
Hold your stuff. Don't tell your brother anymore. If it can be held out, don't tell him.
Yeah.
But yeah, forgive him and forgive yourself for knowing now that you can't tell him anything.
I'm still stuck on the fact that she worked daily, drink her water, and mind her business. So why is he in her business?
She told him about the $100.
But telling her parents.
He wanted that $100.
He's a reporter.
Yeah, he's the reporter. Yes.
He wanted that $100.
He wanted to be Burt Case.
He definitely wanted that. Girl, he asked for that money.
He must have been a burn again.
Oh, he must have then got burned again and needed that.
He needed that money for them antibiotics.
That's what it was. That's exactly what it was. So.
He must
have
done work.
What's her name again?
Amy.
Miss Amy, yeah.
We on your
side.
That's
why your brother mad.
Yeah, this time
we're on. We agree, but forgive.
Yeah.
One of them little hussies done burned him again. And tell me, girl, buy him some rubbers.
It's nothing for no rubbers.
Because he needs some rubbers at this point.
The same?
Because the wax is going to fall off at some point if you keep getting burned.
Where are you shopping at?
You continue to drink your water, mind your business, but don't say your brother your business.
Don't touch him. Because.
Yeah, don't touch your brother. Hold his hand with the neck. Yeah,
don't even let him sit on your couch because he might need some crabs or something.
Bronny and what's the other one? Bounty. Do a whole roll of paper towel with him.
Yeah, tell your brother. Matter of fact, when you get hot, when John posts this, tell your brother, watch this podcast real quick. We're going to give it real quick, baby.
Yeah, he won't say nothing now.
Cast it on TV at your
mama's
house.
Yeah, cast it on TV. Hey, your parents to follow us. So, with that being said, that is your, we listening, we don't judge Miss Amy. We not going to judge you, but we're going to judge your brother. So, make sure, because we finna go on to end this episode. So, I want everyone... I want to thank Adrena for coming back, opening the season with us.
Always.
So, first and foremost, thank you so much for coming back. We appreciate you. We are glad to extend the contract to Deshaun and Shay.
I don't have a contract, boo. I am the contract. Let me stop playing.
So, we will be back on the 21st of September. With that being said, we will be back in our original spot. Yeah, we're going back to Miss Raina's spot. So make sure her link is below. Y'all hit her up for any event space. She does do events.
And she decorates for you.
So make sure y'all hit her up. I'm going to drop the link below in the description box. So we are going back to her space. And yeah, so it won't be no TV behind us anymore. But I got my phone and I can show y'all the pictures and all that stuff. So yeah.
And I won the game too.
Yeah, Shay won. Deshaun do better. Step your game up, bro.
You gotta start watching TV.
Gonna have to.
I don't like to sit still, but I'm gonna try and do better.
At least 90s.
Cool. What show he got?
Avengers.
Yeah.
No. In that case, I got two then.
But she, I think she beat
you. See how you be cheating me?
No.
Two witnesses.
No, you got one and a half. You got one and a half. Because she did get Avengers.
You know what?
I'll give you the half
of it. Because both of us, we both about to say Kim Possible.
Yep, so did.
So, yeah. So, make sure that you all follow us on social media. We are on Instagram. It's say.what.now24. And we're on TikTok. It's Say What Now Podcast. We are going to drop the link tree in the description box. So, if you want to follow us on the YouTube, the Spotify, the Apple Podcast. What is you doing? What is that?
That's what they do now. They clock
don't do that no more. It. Don't you do that no more.
What that mean?
Don't do that no more. Leave that alone. Follow us on all those social medias. We're on Apple Podcasts. We're on YouTube. We're on Spotify. And I did say Apple Podcasts because you tears me up. Apple Podcasts.
I should be on
the
Apple Podcasts.
Pandora. Fruit shouldn't be hot.
Yes, a peach cobbler. And I'm still waiting on my peach cobbler egg rolls.
Fruit is not supposed to be cooked.
He probably made me some peach cobbler egg roll 40 years
ago. So we are going to go ahead and end this. Because we're not going to be downing on John. So be sure to follow us. We have a brand new episode again, I say, on the 21st. And we will have a brand new guest host. She will be coming in.
And I won a game.
Y'all have a great one.
Jesus.
Oh, my God. Bye. I'm never going